One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on. On.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
We lost some giants of music these past few weeks, including one of the great guitarists. The Jeff Beck Group, with a young Rod Stewart singing, late 1960s. Jeff had been in the Yardbirds, a blues player who explored all of guitar's possibilities.
Jeff's whole guitar style has, it's just totally unorthodox to the way that anyone was taught. And he's just really developed a whole style that of expanding the electric guitar and making it into something which was just sounds and techniques totally unheard of before, and that's just an amazing feat, believe me.
Guitar god Jimmy Page praising Jeff Beck. Jeff died in mid-January. He was 78. In the early 1970s, the US city Philadelphia had become a musical powerhouse with a blend of soul and funk known as the Philly sound.
You and me, we're going out to catch the last sound. Guaranteed to blow your mind so high you won't come down.
Here you are, prepare yourself for the rubber band. Man, you'll never heard a sound like the rubber band. Man, you're bound to lose control when the rubber band starts to jam.
The Spinners, part of the Philadelphia International Records stable, led by Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff, and their amazing producer-arranger, Tom Bell.
Tom Bell is a master musician. He's a great arranger. And Tommy brought so much to it because he was a perfectionist.
The voice of Kenny Gamble. Philly act, The Stylistics, Tom Bell, produced and arranged dozens of hits. He died in December. He was 79.
Stop your messing around. Better think of your future. Time is treading right out. Problems in town. Rules.
The Specials, the ska band from Coventry, opponents of Thatcherism.
In the early days is to see such a extraordinary energy. What was powering that?
Drugs. I don't know. Just the desire to do something. Three of us grew up in Coventry where there wasn't really a great desire to do anything apart from sign on. And so to get together with like-minded kids, really, we were kids and wanting to produce something.
Specials frontman Terry Hall, who died in December, age 63. Fleetwood Mac, a UK blues band, joined in 1969 by Christine Perfect.
Baby, I love you. I've never said this before, but ooh, baby, I love you. I'm a woman of very few words, and that's saying a lot.
Christine, in her previous band, Chicken Shack, she married bass player John McVie, who was the Mac in Fleetwood Mac, joined his band and helped make it one of the most successful ever.
You can take me to paradise, and then again you can be cold as ice. I'm over my head. But it sure feels nice.
I have this great feeling of huge respect and love for these. It's my musical family, and I adore every single one of them. And combined, we just create something that feels so great for us.
Christine McVie died in November. She was 79. And here she is before Fleetwood Mac, a great blues voice.
Something told me it was over. When I saw you and her talking, something deep down in my soul said, cry, girl. When I saw you and that girl, I would rather go blind, boy, than to see you walk away from me. So you see, I love you so much, and I don't want to see you leave me, baby. But most of all, I don't want to be free. I was just sitting here thinking about your kiss and your warm embrace. With the reflection in the glass that I held to my lips, baby. Reveal the tears that were on my face. So you see, I love you so much, and don't want to see you leave me, baby. But most of all,